Hello. Hey, this is Connected Dots. Who do you think you're listening to? Hey, this is Connected Dots. This is the Connected Dots radio show, BBS. Hey, there's so many things going on. The most important thing in the world is the June 29th, June 30th, global meditation. That's right. And everybody needs to participate. Everybody in the human race. At least that is. In fact, you can participate even if you're not in the human race. But this is the most important thing happening on planet Earth. The June 29th, June 30th global meditation. It's the ushering in of the age of Aquarius. Hey, listen. You know, if you haven't been following me yet on Twitter, hey, go to Twitter, Tom Edison Prez, P-R-E-Z, T-O-M-E-D-I-S-O-N-P-R-E-Z. That's my hashtag, and I've been talking about it very recently and continuously. I have my midnight message, MMM, my midnight message, every night on Twitter. I didn't do it this night because I figured, why bother? Because I'm going to talk to you tonight instead. But it'll be out there tomorrow again, my midnight message on Twitter. MMM. You know, I'm talking about midnight in my time zone. Yeah, I'm in the Eastern Daylight Time Zone. And on June 30th at 1:48 a.m. in the Eastern Daylight Time Zone, that's my time zone, New York City time, will be the beginning of the global meditation, the ushering in of the Age of Aquarius. We've been hearing this for decades, the Age of Aquarius. This is the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, blah, 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 etc., etc. But this is important. It is so important that, hey, it's about time you start waking up and realize, look, this has nothing so much to do with astrology and the ages of the zodiac, but the age of Aquarius is one of the ages of the zodiac. Go find out about it, okay? If you don't know anything about the ages of the zodiac, well, you need to find out, okay? You know, really, you need to do a little own investigation of your own, you know? But at the same time, we're still in the age of Pisces. That's right. And if you know anything about historical documentation or reference, one of the most famous people ever walked the face of the earth, namely Jesus of Nazareth, otherwise known as the Lord Jesus Christ, it's got nothing to do with religion. It has to do with truth. But you could look that up for yourself. But anyhow, he, roughly 2,000 years ago, when he was out there preaching what was known as the gospel, and of course, if you don't know about it, the gospel is the real word of God. In fact, here's what most people don't realize. It has nothing to do with Christianity is better than any other religion. It has to do with the fact that what is recorded in the Christian documents, the Gospels according to Mark, Matthew, John, and Luke, which were a retelling of what Jesus of Nazareth taught his disciples around 2,000 years ago, is exactly what the real God of all there is, told him to speak to the people of earth. And that's what the gospels are. Just in case you haven't been told, now you know. Anyhow, amongst all those teachings, it was talked about this age, and he was back in the age of Pisces, just like we still are, and the age to come, which is the age of Aquarius. So anyhow, it's happening now. That's right. You know, in a couple of days, hey, that's a Tuesday early morning on the Eastern time zone here, New York City time, 1:48 a.m., June 30th, 2020, is the global meditation, the ushering in of the Age of Aquarius, and it'll happen much sooner the more of us that participate. And we all want this to happen because we're all tired of this nonsense that's going on in this world now. All the governments have turned totalitarian. That's right, all of them, including the USA government. They're all totalitarian now. That's right. And they're abusing you to no end. They're lying to you. They're forcing you to wear masks. They're forcing this COVID, fake COVID thing. Yeah, sure, it's a real disease, but at the same time, they're not talking to you realistically. They're manipulating your minds with the power of suggestion. Any disease that 98% people of the world, the people recover from, is not worth even talking about. But they're manipulating like this, like it's the Black Plague, and total opposite of what it really is. And their manipulation and your belief in their manipulation is causing more people to be infected. That's right. It's through the power of suggestion, you know? You haven't been told the truth about the power of suggestion, you know? You really haven't. If you believe lies, the lies will become your reality because you stupidly believe the lies, and the government is lying to you, the doctors are lying to you, the scientists are lying to you, the fake scientists that are. There's plenty of real scientists that have pointed out all this bullshit is bullshit, period. And that it's the exact opposite of what you're being told. Stop trying to be Mr. Goody or Mrs. Goody and obeying the government, because the government is the devil. If the government is worse than the devil, you know? If you look at the devil not as an actual creature, though it is, a devil is an actual creature, whose real name is known, but I'm not going to repeat it here because I don't want to give any credit to some son of a bitch and dirty, no good scumming creature that has misled the human race for so long. But at the same time, the devil is his nickname. Forget it, you know? But these creatures that are trying to manipulate your mind, they are worse than the devil. They are the darkest of the dark side of the dark side. And they are beyond evil. And they are members of mainstream media. These are the son of a bitchin' creatures that drink the adrenochrome. Yeah, you look it up on the internet. You know, blood taken from suffering young children, and they drink it to get themselves a high. If they knew anything about getting high, they'd take some real LSD and they'd have a bigger high. But they, you know, that's why they made LSD illegal, because they don't want people to have an honest high that doesn't cause anybody to suffer. No, they want to get people to take participate in an evil high. Yeah, well, adrenochrome, it's evil. Look it up. And so many people in Hollywood are part of this. So many people in the political world are part of this. Royal families are part of this. And these are the scum of the earth, below scum. These are like evil beyond evil creatures. And we need to start talking about that. But so much for that, you know? Hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you don't know that yet, you must be the first time listening to this show. Hey, the phone number here is 888-627-6008. Listen, I've been asking for months, maybe it's been years now, I've lost track. Hey, you aliens out there that claim to be helping us, call into the damn radio show here. You know, this isn't a damn radio show. Call into this great radio show. We need to talk to you, the regular people of the world. When you finally land here, I know, I've talked about it before, but maybe you haven't heard it before. There's this thing called the event. You know, when the light finally gets strong enough and finally whooshes across the earth, and we can make it happen real soon in a couple of days if you participate in this global meditation. But when the light finally whooshes over this world and the event happens and the reality begins to change, and right after that the extraterrestrial, the Galactic Federation of Light claims that they're going to land here and talk to all of us, meet us face to face. Well, what have you been waiting for? You could have done it already, you know? If you followed me on Twitter, you would have fucking known that, hey, we're ready for this right now. Don't tell me you can't do it. You could have done it already, but, you know, hey, you better do it like the day after June 29th or June 30th, because we're tired of waiting, and there's no reason not to, you know? Really. And if there is, hey, call into this radio station and explain to us why, okay? And then, well, maybe we'll listen. But we're tired of being put off. You almost sound like our damn stinking government. You know that? That's how bad you people have, like, represented yourselves. You're ignorant. You don't understand how we think, you know? And then when we want to explain to you how we think, you're not willing to converse with us. No, you go pick your few favorites. Yeah, we all know who they are. David Wilcox and blah, blah, blah from the Secret Space Program and blah, blah, blah. These people don't have any wisdom, let me tell you. Because I spent my life looking to gain some wisdom, and I finally did. I wrote a song about it even. I doubt if you even listen to my music out there on YouTube. But I'm qualified to make those judgments. The people you've chosen lack the wisdom. Yeah, they're good people. I'd listen to what they have to say, but they don't have the wisdom. And you need to be talking to the people that have gained the wisdom in this world. And yet you don't understand that when somebody's knocking on your door, friggin' answer it. Jeez. You know, I mean, really, there's so much you can learn from the people of Earth, but you're not. You're coming here with this arrogant attitude, not to say that you're really arrogant, that you think you know what's best. Sure, you know a lot of things that we don't, and you can do things that we can't, but at the same time, you don't understand about taking the time to get off your friggin' high horse and step down and talk to the real people at the lowest level, because there's some of us at the lowest level that have all the information. Why is it like that? You haven't a clue, but you'll never find out or understand the reality of why it is what it is unless you start talking to us. That's right. I've got a radio show here. I've put the open, you know, put the offer out there for weeks, after months, after years, and you still don't have the guts to make a damn phone call. What is your friggin' problem, you know? Really, you need to wake the hell up and be a responsive Galactic Federation of Light individual. Really, and I have a right to talk to you like this because I know exactly what the hell I'm talking about. And if you want to prove me wrong, well, hey, call in this radio station right now and prove me wrong, okay? Well, I guess I've won the argument already because I don't hear the phone ringing. But so much for that. I just had to say that because, listen, I'm somebody who knows what they're talking about, someone who can back up every word they friggin' say. And if you have a problem with that, you're the one with the problem. And I just had to say that. All right? Meanwhile, those of us on Earth here, we're dealing with all this stupid shit. We're tired of the three-letter bullshit. You know, we're tired of the BLM, et cetera, you know? I mean, locally, every week there's a local group that comes down where I'm hanging out, and they're out there on the street, and they're just screaming, you know, BLM, 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 blah, 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 blah. No meaningful conversation. And these people don't even know what the hell they're talking about. Because in the area where I am, most of these people are white. Not that they really are colored white, but that's what the mainstream media has forced upon humanity, that we have to think of each other as black or white or blah, 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 or blah, blah, blah. And that's just creating division right there, you know? I mean, And first of all, and I have to say, just for the record, all these people calling themselves black, they're all brown colored. This is a total insanity. Why are you calling yourselves black when your really color of your skin is brown? I mean, are you that stupid? Are you that ignorant? And you expect us to be supportive of you and everybody who is supportive of brown people that call themselves black? What kind of friggin' idiots are you? Don't you have the guts to tell these people, like, what, you're colorblind? That isn't a joke, a racial joke or anything like that is, but they, you know, colors are colors. Brown will never be black and black will never be brown, so stop talking nonsense. You know, if you want to identify yourself to color, well, then call yourself brown or dark brown or light brown or whatever. But don't call yourselves black, because less than 1% of all the people on the friggin' planet of Earth really have a black skin. And everybody knows that. So why the bullshit going on here, you know? And what's this nonsense about tearing down Confederate statues? You know, those statues mean something to people. So that's your idea of justice? You're going to take away other people's memories, and you don't know what they like those statues for, you know? You think you have a right to do that, to impose your viewpoints on other people? Well, you've lost all credibility already, and then all these other mother effers who want to gang up on people who are white and their skin is dark, you know. They claim to be in with the BLM. Yeah, well, we're tired of this shit, too, yet nobody in government has the guts to speak up against it. Nobody anywhere apparently has the guts to, you know, stop this insanity. This is racial hatred and racism of the worst kind, and it's being perpetrated by the people that claim that they've been victims of racism. And they're committing worse racism than ever against other races, namely the white people. What's all this stuff against anti-white people, huh? You know? What kind of crap is this, you know? First of all, there is no such thing as the white race, you know? Never was, never will be. Just because a lot of people have a lighter color skin, you're going to blame everybody who has a lighter color skin, and you're going to take vengeance, physical vengeance out against them and call them a white race? You know, I tell people, don't you ever dare call me white, because I'm not white. The only white people that could possibly call white, who is it? Frosty the Snowman? Casper the Ghost? He's dead, kind of like. But, I mean, the Abominable Snowman? There are no white people. Cut the bullshit out. Just like we know there's like less than 1% of the world that's really has black skin. Cut all this bullshit out. Because the more you keep talking about color, the more divisive the whole world becomes. And we need to unify. And that's why I keep talking about this is the global meditation coming up on June 29th and June 30th. You know, when we all have to come together in unity. You know, human beings are really a consciousness in a physical body. I know nobody's been taught that from birth because we've all been taught lies by governments. Governments are telling everybody lies about who they are, you know? I wasn't taught who I really was when I was a child, especially not going to school, and neither are your children. Because it's all a bunch of lies and all a big control program to control the masses by the world controllers. And most of the world controllers are off-world beings. They're creatures from other worlds. And they're the ones who control the Illuminati, you know, the Masons, the Masonic Order, the Jesuits. Yeah, we know these. We've heard about these people, the world bankers. But they're really all controlled by creatures from other worlds. It's been this way for thousands upon thousands of years, all of the so-called known history. Of course, there's plenty of history that goes beyond the official history. Hey, books out there like The 12th Planet talks about the Sumerian Society. It has historical records and clay tablets going back 445,000 years. That's right. Yeah. When is that ever talked about? Well, it should be. Hey, it's in the book called The 12th Planet by Zacharias Sitchin. The poor man, he's gone. But his books are out there, and you ought to check them out. Hey, listen, I wrote a book called Connect the Dots Theory. It's out there now. You can get it on Google Play, Barnes & Noble. You know, it gives you, brings you into the big picture. For those of you who know nothing, and there's plenty of you out there, it's an introduction into the other dimensions, into the world behind the scenes, the invisible world. It has pictures. For those of you that don't want to read, it has pictures of things that are happening in our reality now that no one ever talks about. I have pictures in that book that no one on the face of the earth has ever seen, you know? I talk about things that even the Galactic Federation knows crap about. Yeah, go ahead. And if you're from the Galactic Federation and tell me, call up and tell me you've read my book and tell me you know everything about what I'm talking about, well, maybe I'll begin to believe you. But until that day happens, I'm going to be in control of the narrative here and tell everybody in the universe I have things in that book that nobody in the friggin' your Galactic Federation of Light knows anything about, because you couldn't if you hadn't been on living a full life on this planet. And prove me wrong, okay? I'm not worried about somebody proving me wrong, but if you're going to prove me wrong, you got to do it, you know? Which means you actually have to, for starters, you have to call up this radio show and tell me I'm wrong, and then tell me why and explain to me. And if you don't know what the hell you're talking about, I believe you, I'll cut you in pieces right away. But I'm not trying to scare people, but I'm willing to talk the truth. Most people that have called into this show, I agree with them, you know, because they're talking truth, you know. That's what's important in life, truth, not bullshit, not being politically correct. Hey, this is internet radio. This is BBC-S radio. Don't ever talk about BBC. BBC is mainstream media. They're worse than CNN now, BBC. You know, I still watch them, you know, every other day when they have their BBC America thing going here on television, and just to see what they're doing. They are so biased. They call up and they talk to the same quack doctors every day. They talk to the same lying puppets every day to give you more misinformation. That's right. That's the BBC America. And from what the people I follow on Twitter in the UK, they're doing even worse over there. Yeah. Used to be a reputable organization. And just like some of the networks here in the United States used to be reputable, but they no longer are. And that's sad because, you know, hey, you probably know too, but just let me remind everybody, there are six people in this whole world of 8 billion, six people out of 8 billion that own all of mainstream media around the globe. They own all of it. So that's who you're being manipulated with, because those six people have the right to tell their organizations what they can talk about, how they can talk about it, and what they can't talk about. And if you notice, there isn't one damn public news network in mainstream media that is willing to talk about chemtrails. Yeah, you know chemtrails? I haven't talked about them in a while, but let me just remind you, you look in the sky, you see those trails of smoke that just hang up there and dissipate. That's poison. All kinds of poison, toxins, DNA from aliens, DNA from insects, all kinds of bad, evil things that are falling down through the air, and eventually you breathe them in. You know? And it's designed there to screw you up. And then there's GMOs, GMO food. Yeah. Foods genetically designed to screw you up, too. And then there's all the pesticides they keep sprayed everywhere that contaminates everything. And then there's the fluoridation of the water, which fluoride poisons, you know. Essentially, fluoridation is putting a fluoride poisons into the water. They tell you it's for your good, but essentially what it does is it destroys your pineal gland. That's right, the thing inside your brain calcifies it to where it's useless. And that's your connection to the spiritual reality of the universe. And of course, that's what the evil forces want to do. They want to destroy your connection to the God reality, the heavenly realms, the spiritual realms. the higher reality and your higher self. Everybody walking the face of the earth now in the human body, you have what's called a higher reality blueprint that exists in the higher dimensions. You know, way up there. We're physical reality right now is still the third dimension, but it's moving into the fifth. But even in the fifth dimension, your higher reality is still somewhere up there in the ninth dimension or above. It's a blueprint made out of light, and it determines who you are. And of course, your personality, the personality of every human being, is God-given. That's one thing that demonic forces can never give you, a new personality. They can brainwash you, steal your personality, subdue it, and give you a robot thinking. But your real, who you really are, is your personality. And it was given to you by the Heavenly Father. This information was given to the people of Earth about 100 years ago. How many people out there know about that? Not too many. Hey, if there's somebody out there that knows about these revelations, it's called the Fifth Apocalypse Revelation. Call up. The number here is 888-627-6008. Really? You know? Hey, you know, this show becomes much more informative if somebody calls up, and then we can have a reciprocative conversation. I'm qualified to talk about just about anything. But prove me wrong. Hey, you think you've got something I don't know anything about? Call up and try to find something I don't know something about. And that's why I am running for president of the United States. Sure, I'm a writing candidate. I have no money. I have no support team. I'm doing it all by myself. But I've got the knowledge to do it all by myself, and I claim to be one of the most knowledgeable people on the face of this earth. Prove me wrong. Call me up. Question me. But at the same time, I'm never going to be president unless you, the audience, and the people on this planet are willing to support a true candidate, somebody who is really knowledgeable, somebody who is wants to be in service to all of humanity. And there are no candidates in the Democratic or Republican parties or any other party that is willing to do that or has the knowledge that I have given. That's why I claim to be the most qualified candidate. Hey, listen, I don't give a crap if I get elected or not. But it would be to everybody's benefit if I was elected to be the next president. And sure, it can be done still. As a writing candidate, absolutely. And if you don't understand how it can be done, well, you don't understand. But I can. Hey, call up. I'll try to explain it as best I can. But, if, you know, apparently nobody has an interest in a real person running. You'd rather go out and be a toadstool, a brainwashed fool, and just get in the line. Here's the... get in the Democratic line, get in the Republican line, whatever. And believe me, as much as people love President Trump, I have to state the facts, you know. He's over his head. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing at this point in time. He thought he did. Sure, he's done quite a lot as being president. But what he's done and what I can do are, you know, two different things. He couldn't do one-hundredth of what I can do because he doesn't have the knowledge to do it. It's not that he doesn't want to do it. He's a good person, really. He wants to do things, but he doesn't know what he's up against. He doesn't even know who all the players are in the game, you know? He's way better than any politician, but at the same time, I'm 100 times better than him. And I don't, you know, when you have the knowledge I have, you don't worry about whether somebody's better than you or not. You just know you have the knowledge to the point you have the knowledge. And you know when you have more knowledge than somebody else. It's called knowingness. That in itself qualifies me to be the next president of the United States. But I can't do it unless there's a majority of people that want to support me and a majority of people that want to set up the electoral vote situation so I can gather the votes. It's that simple. Again, you can't have a democracy without participation, you know? And, of course, there are no real democracies. The United States might be the closest thing to a democracy in the world, but it's not a democracy. It's a republic. And you know why you don't know that? Because you've been lied to and brainwashed when you went to public school. They told you this was a democracy. No, America is not a democracy. It's a republic. And in a republic, all the representatives have all the power, and you, the voters, have none. They try to glorify you and keep your mind thinking on, yeah, you know, the power is in you on voting day. Well, it is for one day. Once that day is over, you have no power. People who are elected or appointed have all the authoritative positions, and they can order you to be put to death. That's how lack of power you have. And it's the same place everywhere else, pretty much, you know? Because all these countries that we call democratic, they're all republics. There isn't a democracy on the face of planet Earth, you know? The best chance of a democracy is here in the United States, but you, the people, aren't willing to make it one because you're lazy. You've allowed yourself to be brainwashed. You've allowed your children to be brainwashed. And that's why it is what it is, and it is where it is. And, you know, now's the time to come out and start talking the truth. Like I said, June 29th, June 30th is probably the most two important days of this year. Hey, this is the year 2020, in case you haven't, you know, just got back from the moon or something. 2020, you know what 2020 stands for? Perfect vision. Well, we're all going to get perfect vision. We're beginning to get it now, but we'll all have it by the end of the year. But at the same time, come November in the United States, you know, not that much is going to change unless the Galactic Federation of Light decides to land, you know. If you elect a Democrat or a Republican in this next election, I mean, if it's President Trump, things are not going to change that much because, look, if you reelect President Trump, he clearly, at this point, doesn't know what to do anymore, you know? Sure, he's 100 times better than any Democrat, but, and if you, of course, a Democrat can't get elected because they've proven that, you know, they're just total assholes. So there's no chance of them getting elected. And in fact, if you know the real truth, it's the CIA that goes to whom they like. And they chose President Trump in the last election, and they can manipulate all the voting machines and all that. And as the story goes, the CIA comes to the winner beforehand and tells them, hey, we went into the future, and you're the winner. You know, we have the time travel equipment, and you're the winner, Mr. President. And that's the way it works right now. And they ought to recalibrate your time machines and come tell me that I'm the winner because I'm the guy who knows how to straighten all this crap out. And we all want this shit straightened out because we'd all like to be working only 2-3 hours a day at the most or 3 days a week and the rest be dedicated to fun and having a good time. And that's what life should be on this planet. And there's people with me who have the vision of how to make it like that. So why wouldn't you vote for me? You want to vote for people who want to keep the status quo? As good as President Trump is, he doesn't know anything except keeping the status quo. He doesn't have the vision to make it better. He still thinks it's a global economy with the stock market. Well, you know, that shouldn't be the basis for any civilization, really. That's a control dynamic. Look into it. Read about it. Understand how horribly our world is being manipulated. The slave debt system, as it's called in the universe, is what we're working with here, you know, where people are pushed into a system where you have to make money and keep your head afloat, and the more money you make, the better you keep afloat. And it creates a class system of the haves and the have-nots, and there's limitations based upon how much money you have. It's a slave debt system. As I've come across the information, it was imported from the Orion constellation by those damn reptilian entities or something like that. Doesn't matter who it was. It's a system we really don't want. We had enough of it. And let's talk a real conversation here. You know, the fact that we don't have money backed up by real substance anymore. The truth is, and see, this is why I want to emphasize in everybody that might be listening to me why President Trump is needs to be left behind at this point in time. I mean, truthfully, if he knew what I know, he would just go to the people who print our money and they charge us for it and tell them, listen, I want you to give everyone $1 million. And they could do it because the money just is on pieces of paper that's printed up. If they didn't tell the rest of the world what they were doing, nobody would know the difference because it's all fake money anyhow. But as long as that fake money is accepted, we'd all be millionaires then. That would make everyone happy to some extent, and that would be a start in the right direction. And of course it can be done. Anybody who says it can't be done is because they're brainwashed and nothing but robot puppets for the new world order that doesn't want people, everyone, to be wealthy with enough money. You know? Listen, if everyone was given $1 million, we could all pretty much stop working. Things could be arranged so we could all have a happy life with plenty of money to spend, and we'd all have everything we ever wanted, and it would be an improvement. Don't tell me how it can't be done. Let me tell you how it can be done. You know, why would you want to listen to somebody how it can't be done? Believe me, I can see how it can be done. If you can't see it, well, that's your ignorance, right? But we need to start thinking and listening to people that can see how good things can happen. And I'm one of those people. That's, again, that's why I'm running for president. Not for my ego or anything. It's for, if everybody in the world was served, that would make us all happy. You know? That's where my ethics are. Hey, listen, you know, I've read the Bible, the Gospels, Book of Mark, chapter 9, verse 35, the one who wants to be the leader of all has to be the servant of all. Well, that's my ethics for running for president of the United States, and there are no better ethics than that. And if you're not willing to support somebody who has the pure ethics of what it is to be the leader of a country, you're the one with the problem because you're ignorant. And you're not willing to be supportive of someone who has the ethics to take care of everybody. And if you took the time to go to my website and listen to one of my short 1.5-minute videos, you'd find out that I do talk about taking care of everybody and that there's a way to do it. And I'm the only one on this planet that's willing to talk about that and understands that there is a way to do it. That's right. I have 5 videos on my website, 5 short 1-minute, 1.5-minute videos, and one of them is called Taking Care of Everyone. Listen to that. You know, it was the same video I had in the last election. I ran the last election, too, as a writing candidate. Hey, listen, I don't give a crap if I win or not, but you ought to be supportive of somebody who knows what the hell to do with the systems that are here, and that's why I'm running. I'm putting out there the opportunity for people to have a choice to be supportive of something that can be beneficial to all. You hear that, BLM? You know? Somebody who can be beneficial to all. Yeah, I don't hear any support from you. No, you just want to collect money and con other people so you can be the head honcho. Well, if that's all that you're interested in, then you're a bag of crap. And prove you're not a bag of crap, okay? Because I don't hear any support from anyone. Guess what? I did tell you. We've all heard of Al Sharpton, yeah, world famous con artist, racist in his own right, and many ways. I met the guy. Yeah, he's not a bad guy. You know, I shook his hand. I went to his local service thing in Manhattan and all that. I called his organization like over a week ago, the National Action Network. You know, of course they're all black because they're a racist group. Yeah. And they probably don't even want to listen to anybody. You know, you can tell on the phone whether somebody's white or black. If you don't understand that, you're a freaking idiot. But anyhow, I told them, listen, you know, call me back. Let's change all the laws to the benefit of everyone. Well, guess what? That was over a week ago. And first they tried to steer me into the email bullshit, which nobody ever answers. And I told them, listen, you know, I'm not going to reveal what I have in my mind on email, make it public information, have it used against me, and surely everything that you guys do is being monitored. I want somebody to call me back, whether it's Reverend Al or one of the reps. And so they put forward the message. I asked the name of the person who's going to call me back. Well, guess what? Nobody ever. That's over a week now. Nobody ever called me back. No surprise, you know. So they're nothing but an unresponsive, racist group that doesn't want to work anything with people that are not their color, unless, of course, the people not their color have positions of authority. And so there's the reality right there, you know? Yeah, I'm just telling you the truth. And I don't think they'll ever call me. And that's it. So they're another fake organization. National Network for Action. Yeah, only for if your color is their color. Another racist group. You know, just like the NAACP and all those other so-called black groups. They're all racist. They only care about people that have the dark skin like they do, or of African descent somehow, whatever that identifying characteristic is, probably is the skin. And that's it. They have no interest in doing anything for white people. So that makes them a racist organization. Let's just talk the truth here, you know? Please. I mean, there's a lot of great people. I've met them. I've hung out with a lot, at least half of my friends in my life have been of African-American descent, and there's some great people out there. But there's the so-called black race has the largest percent of trash people of all the races. And that's a fact, and I know from personal experience. Yet they don't want to admit that, and they don't want to take care of their own trashy kind. That's what makes them a bag of bullshit in many cases, all their political organizations, and that's the truth. Look at the hell's going on in the United Kingdom over in Great Britain now. Unbelievable bunch of shit. White people are being targeted by black gangs. White girls are being raped by Muslims. That's right. Muslim gangs roam the streets and looking for white girls to rape. And the police are doing nothing about it. And the police are not arresting all the violent black people that are ganging up on white people with physical violence. Police aren't doing anything, and most of the police are white, you know? What kind of a situation is that? Plus, the migrants, which is mostly Muslims, that have all come and infiltrated into the United Kingdom, they have no respect for law and order. They have no respect for anything except people who are more violent than they are. And the government is allowing this to go on and continue, and the government keeps giving them freebies, yeah? And they're allowing them to take over, really take over the British people who are really a white race, as so-called white race. You know, like I said before, there is no white race. But anyhow, that's what's going on over in the United Kingdom. They have a government that's... Government serves the enemy more than it does its own people. And they've lost total control of everything. And they think that's fine. Because all the government people are all being bribed to hell. They're all riding the gravy train. And as long as the government people can ride the gravy train and collect their free money, they're not willing to do anything for their own people. A bunch of no-good traitors. You know, and that's what's going on in the United Kingdom, you know, and we have our own problems over here in the United States. But at the same time, people, you know, this is the time to rebel against all this crap. You ever heard of this thing called the Magna Carta? Well, it's a famous document from, I think, 1215, you know, and you ought to read about it. In fact, in the U.S. Constitution, a lot of what was... borrowed and put into U.S. Constitution came from the Magna Carta. That's right. You ought to look into that. Anyhow, the most famous point that I like to bring up is that the Magna Carta says that the general population has the right to legal, lawful rebellion against a corrupt government. And at this point in time, all people and all governments in the world have a legal authority to rebel against their corrupt government, because all governments are corrupt right now. You know? Right after the Constitution, the American government started becoming corrupt. And it just progressed and progressed, and now we are where we are today. The U.S. government is so corrupt, you can't tell it much difference than a communist government. In fact, with all these new totalitarian rules regarding the mask and the limitations against this fourth leg thing called the coronavirus, Come on, 98% of the people recover. Why is there any restrictions whatsoever? We can understand that, hey, people in nursing homes might need some extra consideration, but outside of that, nobody else does, because if you catch it, you get over it just like a cold. I mean, really? You know, and we're all catching on to this now, and that's why we want to stop wearing our masks. Masks are unhealthy. This is a con game being perpetrated on every human being on the face of the planet. Wearing a mask will destroy your immune system to some extent. And then you got to consider the 5G broadcasting that nobody in government is willing to tackle because there's too much bribe money going around. You know, that's the kind of cowards we have in government. You know, everybody is being, their health of everybody is being destroyed by the 5G broadcasting network. Yet nobody, even the people in government, they're so friggin' stupid, they don't understand that they are getting destroyed also by the 5G network. And then we have the chemtrails destroying the air we breathe. And, you know, you're worried about, well, the, you know, maybe the mask, wearing the mask outside in public will protect you from breathing in less chemtrails, you know, whoa. But you got all those other things, the fluoridation of the water, the chlorination of the water, the GMO foods, the fracking, you name it, it's out there. The irradiation of fruits that brought into the United States, you know, there's a lot out there. It's been out there for like almost a decade now. All fruits that are brought in the United States have to be irradiated, which destroys the food value. You know, why are we allowing this to happen? And all these bad things, including the coronavirus restrictions, are being imposed upon us by a small, bribe-taking, ignorant few. And some of them are not even receiving bribes. They're just brainwashed by the world control groups like the New World Order. They have their propaganda scientists that, you know, that convince the stupid politicians. And they have their propaganda doctors, and Big Pharma is part of the scam, too. And again, we have a slave debt system imported from the constellation Orion that keeps everyone in debt through all their lives. But listen, on the good side, you know, I point out all the bad points in my songs. That's right. And it would pay for everyone listening to me to go onto YouTube. Hey, it's free. What the hell you want? You know, I took the time to write these songs and record them that, you know, correlate the important information and put it into song to make it more acceptable to listen to about what's going wrong in our world. You know, I've got a song out there called The Common Man. It's out there on YouTube right now. Talks about all the bad things going on. They feed us lies through the TV screen, but it goes down easy with a dash of truth. Well, that's what your mainstream media is doing to you. But I put it there in song, you know, and we're all the common man, you know, and we're being victimized. It's an evil plan to victimize us all, and it's, I put out there, that song out there to wake people up. And I've got another song out there called Ain't No Justice. Talks about there will be no justice except what we make for ourselves. These are social political songs, you know, out there now to wake people up. But if you don't take the time to listen to them, plus I've got entertaining videos that go along with them to make it more interesting, you know, because I know some of you, if it's not interesting, you're not even going to pay attention. That's true with most people. And I've got some of the most greatest music videos ever put together. My favorite, Let Me Coax You On. Yeah, Let Me Coax You On to watch the video. That's what it's called, Let Me Coax You On. It's a roller coaster ride, music video. Some of the greatest guitar playing, even you could to be considered greater than Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton, Jimmy Page, etc., etc., is on my video, Let Me Coax You On. It's there, and it's got a video to back it up, and it takes you on a roller coaster ride. Exhilarating. You don't even have to be high to be exhilarated from this. But if you watch it when you're high, I'm sure you'll be triple exhilarated. It's out there on YouTube, you know, for your entertainment to wake you up. But I've got the social political commentaries out there. I've got the song to get you to appreciate Mother Earth. You know, our planet Earth, it's a living entity. It's not just a bunch of rocks and sand and dirt and water. It has a consciousness, a soul to it. The Native Americans understood this, and many other groups of people have also. Mother Earth, that's why we call her Mother Earth. You know, if you read my book, Connect the Dots Theory, I explain about Mother Earth interacting with us and showing her love for us. If you happen to be in the right place at the right time, connected to her, she does communicate to you. But if you have no interest in communicating to you, you can go your whole friggin' life on this planet and not realize that Mother Earth is a living entity and a loving living entity. We are her children, you know? But I sing about it and put it into a very visual song on YouTube. It's called The Earth, She Loves You, you know? So I'm putting plenty of great things out there to enlighten human beings. I got a song out there called This Is Your Sunny Day, because it is. If you look for it, it's out there. It's all of our sunny days is happening right now. But you'll never know it is unless you open up your eyes and perceive. And that's why I put some really cool images about that song. It is. This Is Your Sunny Day. It's out there on YouTube right now. I got a video out on YouTube called Thank You Beatles and Fans, because I'm aware about the greatness that the Beatles brought to humanity with their music. They created a loving affair between a band and the whole world with their music. And the magic of that is I captured on video and put it into a song called Thank You. It's listed on YouTube is Thank You, Beatles, and Fans. And you ought to watch it so you can see, if you weren't old enough to be around that time, you can see what you missed. Because it was a magic that was brought to planet Earth that has never been repeated. But it can be repeated very soon, and that's why I keep talking about June 29th and June 30th. We want to bring love back to Earth. We want to unite our minds. You know, I talk about it as collective consciousness matters, CCM, that's right. And if you, tomorrow night, you know, at midnight, I'll have another message, you know, MMM, my midnight message, and it'll be followed by CCM, collective consciousness matters. The most important mattering thing of all, because when we unite our collective consciousness of humanity, it has a strong feel to it. And when we wish for and long for and envision love and light being brought into this world, our world will become a better place. That is the power of our minds. Our minds are very powerful, and when we unite them together in loving thoughts, we bring more love into our world. And love, the vibration of love, will dissipate the darkness, whether they like it or not. And we don't care if they like it or not, because we only care about love if we're really caring people. And this is the opportunity to participate in a great event that's happening June 29th, June 30th. If you're in my area, New York City, it's happening at 1:48 a.m. early in the morning on June 30th. That's a Tuesday, a couple of days from now, a few days from now, however you want to look at it. And this is an important event in the history of the world, and everyone who's listening to my voice should be wanting to participate with it. There is nothing more important happening than this event at this particular point in time. And so, if you really care about anything, care about yourselves, care about your loved ones, care about anything, you should participate in this event. Because the more of us that participate, the stronger the vibrations of love will be, and we can bring this thing called the event on, which will be followed by a physical landing of extraterrestrial beings that are of a good nature, not the ones that are ruling our world who are bad. Yeah, reptilians ruling our world are bad. The Dracos ruling our world are bad. And they're the ones who control the Illuminati, the Masonic Order, and the Jesuits, you know, and all the evil controllers of religion. That's right. Most religions are controlled by a hierarchy of evil. And if you don't believe me, investigate it for yourself. Hey. You know, hey, this was a call-in radio show, but whatever, you know. You can call in next week, but it's more important that you tune in to what's happening on June 29th and June 30th. You know, if you're listening to me, you're probably a human being. It means you're a member of the human race. Hey, it's got nothing to do with color. It's the fact that you're a human. You know, you got two arms, two legs, you stand upright, you got a head on your shoulders, you got two eyes, mouth, nose, and your strength is, half your strength is in your breath. That's why you should take off the damn mask. That's how they're tricking you. They want to take away your power. You know, you walking around with a mask, you've been tricked into taking away your own power. You won't get sick. You won't die. Some people are going to die. In fact, the truth about death has, you don't even know the truth about death. When you die of the physical world here on planet Earth, your eternal soul consciousness wakes up in the heavenly realms, and then they review what you did in your human body here on Earth. That's all that happens. It happens in 1 second from the minute you pass out on this world and die, you wake up in the other world. If you laid in the ground for 10,000 years, it'll only be 1 second in your consciousness because your soul survives. That's right. You are a spiritual being in a physical body. That's the basic truth. Why aren't your children being taught that in school? In fact, you ought to take your, you know, now that school's been shut down, don't send them back to the brainwashing situation. You can teach them better yourself, but you need to also find out what the truth is yourself. It's all out there on the internet. It's all out there in books. You know? The fifth apocryphal revelation was given to the human race like 100 years ago. Why isn't everybody talking about it? Why is there close to nobody talking about it except me? Nobody on radio ever talks about this. Nobody. Huh? Am I the only one? Apparently so. But anyhow, so much for that. I've got a lot of great videos out there to uplift you in case you need some inspiration. That's why I started writing songs and making videos and stuff, to be a benefit to humanity. It's not for my ego. Believe me, you know, I had enough accomplishments in my life already. It's like I lived 10 lives already and probably might live 10 more before I leave this body, but it doesn't matter, you know. Once you've accomplished so much, you realize, hey, what's the point, you know? Okay, I proved to myself how great I am and blah, 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 and I don't need anybody's approval. Once you get to a certain stage of accomplishment, you realize it's not important. I don't care what you think about me. I think a lot about myself, and I know the heavenly realms think a lot about me, too, for all the accomplishments I've made. That's all. And I don't need to even discuss it beyond that. It's got nothing to do with ego at all. You know, if you attained as much as I have in my life, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. You know, if you haven't, well, then, you know, you're liable to call me names and try to bring me down to exalt yourself. But I don't give a crap. Ready? So anyhow, it's time to wind up the show. And if it's the first time here, hey, listen, I end my show. I have the, it starts with, I do the countdown. You hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Partying Kind? Are you? Well, I am. And that's out on video on YouTube also. Are you the partying kind? P-A-R-T-Y apostrophe N kind. Are you the partying kind? The video is much more entertaining than just listening to the music. Anyhow, and that's followed by my anthem, I call it, I Gotta Be Somebody, you know? I wrote the anthem a long time ago. And then eventually I became somebody. You know, who says you don't create your own destiny? Well, that song is proof right there. It could be your anthem, too. Listen to the words. I got to do somebody or I won't be satisfied. Yeah. Listen to the words. It could be your anthem, too, and you'll hear the whole song of that. And that's out on YouTube, too. So anyhow, I'm going to do the countdown now. And if you wanted to call in, well, hey, it's too late now. Try next week. Meanwhile, remember, June 29th, June 30th. June 30th at 1:48 a.m. in the New York City area. Participate in this meditation because every voice, every mind counts. And we can bring an end to evil on this world if enough people participated. If like 10 million people, just 10 million people participated in this event, I'm talking about June 29th, June 30th, all evil would dissipate off this world. And the ETs would be down here in a couple of days, physically, and cleaning up the mess that needs to be cleaned up. If only 10 million people participated. So tell all your friends, this is probably the most important days of this year. June 29th, June 30th, 2020. Much more important than any elections coming in November. Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. And everybody listening, tell your friends, tune in next week. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Just a statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, my stance without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. And without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.